we begin with President Zelensky pleading for a more direct Russian intervention to save Ukraine. In just hours, Ukraine's president will take that appeal for aid to Congress and the American people in a video link address.
Should be interesting.
Zelensky is expected to sharpen his calls for a Western enforced reply zone and help acquire fighter jets. Later today, President Biden will announce an additional $800 million.
He has already picked the sides, so.
Next week, he will travel to Europe to discuss
this is almost more procedural.
At a NATO summit and a European Council meeting. And brand new video just in overnight as Russia intensifies bombardment of civilian areas. You see the apartment building, this is in Kyiv, hit by Russian shelling, setting on fires on several floors of this 12-story building. In eastern Ukraine, the Russians continue to inflict more destruction. Drone footage shows damage to a town there, devastated and replaced with craters. You see reflected homes, a train station, and a city council building. The Ukrainian military is not backing down. New satellite images show at least 3 Russian helicopters on fire after they were hit by a Ukrainian airstrike at the Kherson airport. The Ukraine Defense Ministry says things are going so badly for Russia. Kremlin is calling in military reinforcements from across the country to replace losses in Ukraine. CNN's Scott McClain live for us in Lviv, Ukraine. And Scott, we mentioned that new Russian
seems like that challenge would set rebels.
What more do we know about that?
Lviv. This seems to be a pattern of breaking up the news that Russia has hit yet more civilian sites in Kyiv. Air raid sirens were blaring in the city overnight. That is certainly not unusual there. It's not even unusual here in Lviv. But what is terrifying is that our CNN team on the ground there said that several explosions were heard throughout the night. And this morning, we are finding out more about where those bombs actually landed. One of them hit an apartment building, a 12-story apartment building in suburb of
Shelly City.
It was just a few miles from the city center. Officials there say that 37 people had to be rescued. Two of them were hurt. Now, the curfew that's been announced by the mayor began last night. It's going all the way through the day today, and won't end until tomorrow morning. People have been asked to stay inside their homes. We can only hope, though, that they took that to mean in the basement or in a shelter nearby. There was also some good news today from the city of Mariupol. That is a place that has been without power, water, heat, and running low on food for weeks now. People, by and large, have been trapped in that city for the last 2 weeks. Officials in Zaporizhia say that some 3,000 private cars have been able to arrive in that city through a sort of semi-official corridor that appears to be working at this point to get people out. But no sign just yet of any buses full of people arriving, and even 3,000 vehicles is still a drop in the bucket, considering that officials believe that some 350,000 people are still trapped in that city. Among the new arrivals, 772 children. That is good news, but even Zaporizhia is still not all that safe. Officials there say that 2 civilian sites have been recently hit, including the train station, though thankfully there is no word on any casualties just yet.
We'll come back to you soon. Happy now, a NATO defense minister is meeting in Brussels to discuss reinforcing their eastern borders. For that, we're seeing Natasha Khan live at NATO headquarters for us. The Russian attacks getting closer to NATO's doorstep, Natasha. Is that making defense officials nervous? What are they saying about that?
Well, it's certainly making the preparations more urgent. And Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO chief, said yesterday ahead of this meeting that NATO really has to get ready here for the new security reality in Europe. And he said that could include substantially more forces on NATO's eastern flank. Of course, those eastern flank countries are feeling very, very nervous, very vulnerable in the face of this Russian aggression against Ukraine. So what NATO is trying to do, they're trying to reassure them. They're trying to send more troops, send more equipment in the event that Russia does try to move further west and they do try to attack, whether on purpose or even on accident, inadvertently, these eastern flank NATO countries. Now, the discussions today between Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, and his counterpart here at NATO are going to focus on 2 major things. The first session this morning is going to focus on the current military assessment of the situation on the ground. And the second just dropped. All right, we've lost Natasha's feed there, but of course, a lot going on today. She's there in Brussels following it all for us.
and they're beginning, they're almost surrounded by Kiev. So those are big accomplishments, but they're not happening in the right timeline for the Russian leadership. What all this means for Putin is this is just another part of an operation and a plan that's not terribly wrong for him. If you can't pull out a military victory, he's got no victory slot.
Mm-hmm.